That's a pretty little tune, isn't it?
I was going to ask if you know any tunes that you consider kind of solo style tunes,
solo.
Or if you may not be tuned up for them.
Yeah, I could do that as the last one maybe or something.
Of course, all of you may or may not know this, but over in that area too, in Missouri and especially in St. Louis, ragtime was very, very prominent there. That's where Scott Joplin is from, and all the great ragtime players played in St. Louis and Sedalia and all those cities around there. Many of the fiddle players that I knew also used to play in little square dance places or places like things like that in the city of St. Louis, and it's an inevitable fact that they'll start, you know, cross playing and changing, exchanging notes with each other. So a lot of the fiddle players played some ragtime tunes. I'm going to try to play one for you right now. It probably came off of sheet music somewhere along the line, but then the fiddlers grabbed it and you know, they fiddled it all up. So this one's called "Wait Do You Hear This One, Boys." Thank you very much. We love those ragtime tunes. A few of us guys that are here, Ilmo Boys, and then there's a few more groups around town there, and also some groups in Kansas City that we actually play ragtime right off the sheet music in a string band style, and that's kind of a thing that people have done in that area for a long time. And it's beautiful music. Well, I'm going to play you one more here. This comes from we call it the Dean of Midwest Fiddling. He was a fiddler from Nebraska. His name was Uncle Bob Walters, and he had a big, big influence, still does, on fiddling all across the United States. He was this fiddler up in the southeast corner of Nebraska, and basically played just he must have just had hundreds and hundreds of fiddle tunes that he played, and here he was in the middle of nowhere. He had just impeccable technique.
This one's in D,
and it's called Shoot Two Bits. It's a beautiful little fiddle tune. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. It's Jeff Seitz. And if you're coming to the concert tonight, Jeff will be playing in the concert tonight with his whole band, the Ilmo Boys. And you can find them on a tape, I think, over at the Gusta store. The Ilmo Boys, Fine as Frog's Hair. Is that it, Jeff?
That's exactly right.
Fine as Frog's Hair. Look for that one. It's a good one. I'm going to ask Bruce Green to head up this way. Here he is. Bruce is here for the festival, comes to up here from North Carolina and has a wonderful repertoire of old-time tunes from that area and the Kentucky area. Bruce has done a lot of collecting, and I probably don't have to introduce the name of Bruce Green to a lot of you fiddle fans.
I was just thinking, listening to Jeff, about that one, what do you call it? That one with the funny name he played, I don't remember what it was now. There was an old man up in northern Kentucky, was a fiddle player, and he had a tune called Damned If I Do. And he'd play it. He'd had this little routine he'd do to where people would say, play that old piece, Damned If I Do. And he didn't want to do it. And eventually they'd wear him down, you know, and he'd play it. And when he got done, he'd throw down the fiddle and say, Damned If I'll Do It Again. And that was this little thing he had all worked up. I'm going to do a few of them in the, what they call the Wildcat key. Thank you. name of that was Whitesburg. Oh, there's a lot of tunes they play up in West Virginia and North. What is that state I used to live in? Kentucky. There's a lot of they called Betty Baker, and comes in a whole lot of different forms. And I'll play you one in this key of A here. Came from an old man named Harm Stampert over in Hunman, Kentucky. As soon as I think of it. So far. Over in Kentucky, and I bet in West Virginia too, the old timers had a lot of pieces they called Civil War tunes that they traced back to old Civil War veterans that brought them back from the wars. Or somehow or another, they connected them to the Civil War days. And a popular one over in Eastern Kentucky is Brushy Fork of John's Creek. And that's one that there was an old fiddler named Shade Sloan lived out in that part of Kentucky, and he was one of these legendary old guys that they talked about all the time. And this was his piece. They always attributed this to Shade Sloan. Thank you.
West Virginia, they call that Christmas morning. Let's see.
Christmas morning. How much more time do I have? Well, let's see. Do one more. Guess I'm staying in this key.
Okay, that's Bruce Green, and Bruce does have a few cassette tapes, I think. Probably has them with him if you want to see Bruce about that, if you'd like to take some. Oh, they're in the Augusta store. Okay, in the Augusta store, so take some of that home with you. Pete and Ellen, would you like to play us a couple? I was down at the big string band festival down at Clifftop, West Virginia last weekend, and a really fine band placed high in the competition, and that was Uncle Henry's Favorite from over in Charlottesville, Virginia area. And our next two guests here are a big part of that band, I guess you could say. This is Pete and Ellen Vigor. And not sure what they're playing yet. I'll make a request. I always love to hear you play old Virginia reel.
Oh, sure.
If you want to do that.
many fiddle players are here? Quite a few? A few? This is this one that Jerry mentioned is called the Old Virginia Reel. Thank you. And it's actually in Ross Christensen's Missouri book of old time fiddle repertoire. This tune, where it comes from, we learned it from a buddy of ours in town in Charlottesville, Virginia, and he calls it Grey Goose Crossing the Ocean.
We just like to play it because it's fun. It's one of those fun tunes.
Thank you.
An older fiddler that lives near us, originally from North Carolina. His name is Tom Eisenhower, and this tune is called Gentleman from Virginia, and it's in G.
Just one quick announcement. Before we wind this up, I'd hope to have a Cajun fiddle tune or two, and if any of those folks are around, I think Scott was talking to, please come up here. If not, we'll just wind this up pretty soon.
I don't think there are any Cajun fiddlers here this weekend.
This is real simple. It's just got a little E minor in the very beginning. Except for that, it's very strange. So, Gentleman from Virginia. I actually played this. I talked about this tune with Melvin Wine a couple of weeks ago, and he said, well, I don't think there's anybody like that from Virginia.